Welcome to The Artwork of You, the podcast where your life is the canvas and you are the masterpiece. I'm your host, Lori Gouin, and together we'll explore creativity, self-awareness, mindset, goal strategy, and the importance of accountability so that you can paint your life's portrait with confidence and ease. Remember, in the gallery of life, you're not just a spectator, you are the art. So let's grab our brushes and start creating the masterpiece that is you. What's up, my friends? Today, I want to talk to you about creativity and me and something that's nothing to do with art. So when I graduated from college a long time ago, teaching jobs were extremely competitive, and I had a degree in education. And the university just churned out the teachers left and right, and teachers were making a decent wage at that time, I would say. So I got a job at a local Catholic elementary school. I was a sixth grade teacher, and I made $12,265 a year. And they told me I was lucky to have that job. But I guess those decent wages were had by the public school teachers, those coveted positions. I didn't get one of those. So anyway, as the year progressed, I knew that I needed to make more money. I wanted a job in the public school. So I started applying in the spring of that year. And I sent out applications to all the schools, but I was not hearing anything back, not from one of them, not being called for an interview, not asking for more information, nothing. So I started thinking outside of the box because I really wanted one of those jobs. So I started thinking, how can I get an interview? I didn't have any connections. I just really wasn't sure what to do. So I was thinking and thinking, and one day randomly came to me as I'm, you know, creatively trying to think up new ideas. I thought, I'm going to go take a drive over to the elementary school where I had gone. I had gone to third through fifth grade at this elementary school. And Mr. Gray, the principal, when I was there, was actually still the principal. So I park my car, I go in. I'm not even sure what I'm going to say, but I'm going to go see Mr. Gray. So I go to his office. He has a secretary. I tell her who I am. I ask if he's available, if I could see him. It was like toward the end of the day for them. So she went in, he came out, and he totally remembered me. He gave me a big hug, which I could not believe. And he remembered me and he brought me in his office and he was like, what's up? You know, what's going on? So I told him I was a teacher, sixth grade teacher and at the Catholic school, but I really wanted to work in the East Stroudsburg school district, which is where he was. He told me he did not have any open positions. They were at that time a K through five school and he didn't have any openings. So I was like, all right. And he said, but you know, hold on, let me make a few phone calls. So he did that. And then he said to me, all right, you have an interview next week at, I think it was Middle Smithfield School with Mrs. Bachman. She was the principal there. And I was like, Mrs. Bachman, the one that used to teach at the Bunnell School? And he said, yeah. Here, she was my first grade teacher, and in fact, my favorite teacher from elementary school, or one of them. She took us on a field trip to her house. I always remembered that. But anyway, and he didn't know that, but he was just seeing who had openings, and she had one. He said, I want you to interview this person, and she said, okay. So when I got there, I guess she had seen my name, and she was wondering if it was me. So I go in, and she gave me a big hug. She remembered me as well, which I couldn't believe. And that interview was so relaxed. It was more like a conversation. And I did eventually end up getting the position at the end of the summer. And I was like, oh my gosh, I'm making over $28,000 a year. I was like, oh my God, I'm so rich. But anyway, the point being is that creativity is about the process. It starts with your thoughts and how you can think more creatively. So whatever it is you're trying to achieve, right? Are you trying to get a new job like I was? Are you trying to work on a relationship? Are you trying to form new relationships? Are you trying to start a business? Maybe come up with a creative solution to a problem that you're having. It's all about the process. How can you creatively think outside of the box? You can start actually by working on familiar things, right? So you do the same things day in and day out. How can you try to challenge yourself to do something you do normally in a more creative way? Even if that's, you know, the old cliche of driving to work, right? You take a different route to work. Maybe it's you make the same kind of meals each week. How can you creatively maybe still make that same meal, but do something different with it. And then start thinking of things that are unfamiliar to you, right? Things that you want to do, but you haven't done because you really don't, you can't figure out how to make it work or how to get it accomplished. Start like I did. I didn't know how to get a job at the public school, but I just started thinking creatively outside the box. And you take one of those ideas and you just run with it and you follow it through. Now, when I got to that interview with my first grade teacher, one of the reasons why it was so relaxed was because in my position, my former position as the sixth grade teacher, I had been creative in the classroom as well. So I told her about that we started a class newspaper to raise money for the missions, and that every week the students would deliver the newspaper. The parents knew in the other classrooms that every Monday, the sixth grade class, Miss O'Donnell's class, is going to come to the door, 50 cents a piece, you can buy a newspaper. So the parents would send in money, and the kids and the elementary kids just thought they were, you know, it was a big deal for them that they paid, they got their newspaper, they could read it in class, and then they would bring it home for their parents. And we raised so much money for the missions. We churned out that paper every week. Another creative thing I did was I put on the radio. And so we listened to classic rock music while they were working on the newspaper. I felt like it just motivated them more. And it, you know, helped them to explore their creativity while they were listening to music. And it was a big deal to listen to the local rock station. And then even actually when, and I told her this story as well, at the end of the year, for Teacher Appreciation Day, it was a Catholic school. So at the end of the year, it was in a church, right? All the kids would make cards for their teachers, and they stood up at the altar, and the teacher would go up as the kids presented the card and thank them for the year. It was a big deal. And because I was sixth grade, I was the last one to be called. And my kids, a few of the kids, went up, and they did not have a card for me. But what they did have was a giant poster they made. And on it, they wrote, "Roses are red, violets are blue. You are cool because you like The Who," which for those of you who know, it's a classic rock band. And the other people just looked at me like, what in the world? But I loved it. I loved it. And again, it was to me, an expression of creativity on their part, which hopefully I had taught them, you know, how to be more creative. Another thing that we did, the church allowed us to turn our classroom into a Halloween haunted house. I couldn't even believe it, but I sold it on, we'll raise a bunch of money. So they said, okay. So we took days, literally days. We worked on decorations. And then one day after school, the day before the haunted house, we hung black trash bags. We made a maze. And again, everybody in the school could come through, the kindergartners on up that day. They all had their times for 50 cents a pop. And we raised that month for the missions, we raised more than the whole school combined because of that one Halloween haunted house. So anyway, I don't know if those were part of I would like to think they were part of the reasons why I got hired eventually, or at least I got on to the next interview process, because I showed creativity in the classroom. I showed creativity in showing up at Mr. Gray's office, asking if I could have an interview. And it all worked out. So again, it's all about the process and your thoughts. And I can't encourage you enough to realize that creativity does not mean you're doing a painting like I do, or you're writing a novel, or anything like that necessarily, writing poetry, creating music. Creativity has so many different aspects to it. And just thinking creatively can enhance your life so much. So I hope I gave you some food for thought. I'm curious as to what creative things you're going to start thinking about. Just start journaling about it. Write down some ideas, even if it seems outlandish, like me driving to my elementary school principal's office. To me, that was outlandish. Maybe that wouldn't be a big deal to you, but it was to me. That's a wrap for today, my friends. Thank you for sharing your time with me. And remember to show up in your life like the masterpiece you are, because you are the artwork. Please subscribe and leave a 5-star review. Have a fabulous day.